have limited liability on the repayment of debt, and you have perpetual succession, so the corporation effectively can live forever. Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional.
As long as the state is still there,
today is July 24th, 2010. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in Dallas, Texas. I'd like to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America and all the great information he brings us on his show every Saturday morning. I'd also like to invite everyone to stay tuned after our show at noon today for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. I'd like to thank our sponsors and, of course, the Republic Broadcasting Network, without whom none of this would be possible. And with that said, I'm going to get right to it. Today, I want to follow up on last week's show. And, of course, anybody listening to last week's show knows that last week's show featured my guest, Lee Brobst. And Lee is an author and legal historian, and Lee has spent the last 40 years working to unravel the matrix of our state and federal legal systems. And his writings can be viewed at his website at www.truthinlaw.net. And Lee's going to join us today after the first break here. And you know, people apparently have contacted him and said that they don't understand the remedies that he's offering. And he's going to come in and speak about the remedies that are, of course, hidden in plain sight on his website. And, you know, Lee and I both agree that it's absolutely necessary for every individual out there who, you know, would like to be free, and would like to understand how our legal system really works, that it's going to be necessary for each individual to go out and educate himself in the law. He's going to have to take the time to read and to understand the legal system so, you know, that he can understand what's ahead of us and, you know, what's fixing to happen. And with that said, again, the website, for those of you who missed a show last week, is www.truthinlaw.net. And I'm sure that nobody out there could possibly have had enough time to read and fully digest, you know, what Lee has written on this magnificent site in only a single week. You know, well, there's so many citations. Let me put it that way. If you were to go out and just to read the citations of the court cases, and of course, you know, court cases are great reading. No, they're boring and they're hard to read. And you know, some of the citations in there, if you go out to read the court cases, will suffice as excellent sleeping pills. Of course, Lee's writing is you know, very factual. And the more time you spend there reading, the more and more you start to get your head around what the legal system actually is. You know, where does the law, you know, come from, and how does the law operate upon us, each of us, you know, individually and collectively. And today, I want to try to confine the discussion. I know I'll never be able to do that. I'm all over the place.
Gold, ever climbing. As the dollar continues,
a couple of parts of the Constitution, and those two parts would be Article 1, Section 10, the powers prohibited of the states, and, of course, Article 4, Section 3, and specifically Clause 2, Section 3 deals with new states. And so when we come back from the break here, and I'm sure we'll be headed to the break here in just a few minutes, that we're going to, you know, start out and define what, you know, what's important in Article 1, Section 10, the powers that are prohibited of the states, and Section Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, you know, powers of new states or how to form new states, and how those have been interpreted by the Congress and how they affect you and I. With that said, it's time for a word from our sponsors. We'll be back with Lee Brobst in just a minute. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much.
It's durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save.
Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and today is September the 18th, 2010. And for those of you listening out there, sorry, but we had some technical difficulties here at the trade-off of the shows, and hopefully we'll get everything back online there. As always, I'd like to thank the good folks here at the Republic Broadcasting Network who give me this time to rail on and on about what's wrong with our country and what needs to be done to fix it. I particularly want to thank our listeners again, the thinkers, the doers, the people who are out there working to save our sinking ship of state. Once again, I want to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America, and I want to welcome any of the listeners from Darren's show to tune in to Positively Unconstitutional. I also want to make a big thank you to my guest host from last week's show, Mr. L.B. Bork, and his People's Awareness Coalition. They can help you to understand your status as a 14th Amendment slave of the Congress. I highly encourage you to read his book, The Red Amendment, which describes the legalities behind the 14th Amendment, which, of course, as I've explained before, imposes a master-slave relationship between the Congress and every citizen of the United States. L.B. Bork and the People's Awareness Coalition can help you understand the law and your status. And if you want, they can help you change your status to that of a state national, as was intended by the Organic Constitution and our Founding Fathers. I want to make a point about the People's Awareness Coalition is they do charge for their services. And I got an email from one of my listeners last week. I won't mention his name, although he's probably a former listener, because I blasted him pretty hard when he complained about my choice of host last week. entitled to somebody else's work and time without payment. I mean, how long can anyone, you know, spend all their time helping other people change their status and to understand it without any compensation? I mean, if he spends all his time doing that, he can't support himself, well, he won't be doing that very long. Of course, I admire, you know, Jerry Kirk. He has a 26-week course, which is all online. It's all free, and it addresses a similar change of status. You can go to freedom-school.com right now and download it right there. But, you know, consider that, you know, Jerry is not spending his full time, you know, talking on the phone, working with people, chatting with people, trying to educate them on the law and how the system works, like L.B. Bork and the People's Awareness Coalition is. And, you know, it's just a fact of life. A man has got to charge for his work or he'll soon be homeless and hopeless. And, you know, LB and then the People's Awareness Coalition, they have a great concept. You know, we have to revive local economy. We have to get the farmers selling their produce here locally, and the local people have got to start a, you know, an exchange system to keep those, you know, farmers and merchants alive. They have to charge enough for their product. Otherwise, you know, just look at the hyperinflation in Zimbabwe under Mugabe. You know, they come in and they inflate the currency, which drops in purchasing power. Then they restrict the price of goods on the shelf in the store, and it drives all the goods off the shelf until the store is empty because nobody can possibly supply the goods at the fixed price that the government mandates. This is communism. That's, you know, that's how it works. So I want to say thanks again to L.B. Bork. He gave me the time to go out and enjoy myself and take advantage of the glorious Texas dove hunting season. I invite everybody to stay tuned starting at noon for Common Sense Revisited, coming up with Todd McGreevy at noon. He also does a great job of bringing us closer to the correct premise of what's wrong in America today. And as I said last week, I'm going to say it again this week, the more I study and the more I learn, the more I realize that I don't know. So today's show, I want to talk about that horrible little troll-like Kagan. I once thought that the Kagan was a mythical creature of folklore and legend. But I've recently discovered that the Kagan is a real, live, newly appointed Supreme Court justice, who, of course, is Barack Obama, the usurper's former Solicitor General, where, of course, she denied all those who sued Obama for proof of citizenship standing. That's right, but not only did she help lock up all of Obama's files from high school, college, and even grade school, but in addition, as Solicitor General, she denied all Americans standing and the right to sue the Saudi princes. You know, even if it could be proven that they funded Al-Qaeda for 9/11, because it would be detrimental to the foreign relations. Imagine that. Of course, after this decision, Prince Al-Waleed sent an extra $20 million to Harvard, no strings attached, as a thank you to the Kagan for her blocking all the victims of 9/11 from suing the Saudis, who many believe financed the terrorists. I can go down that rabbit trail, but let's, you know, stay on point here. Of course, he also financed Obama's entire political career, in case you didn't know, which is why Obama bows so lowly to King Fahd on his visit to Saudi Arabia. It's because he's beholden to him. He got him elected. Can anyone else here see the hidden hand of the Council on Foreign Relations at work here? Yep, you got it. Obama is a member of the Foreign Relations, the Council on Foreign Relations, and of course Kagan is a tool to her masters at the Council on Foreign Relations, and of course their boss is over at the Royal Institute of International Affairs, also known as the Great Red Dragon and the London Banking Cartel, whatever you want to call it. They're pulling the strings from behind the curtain over there. Now, with four current current lawsuits against the evil Kagan. It's creating a constitutional crisis in the Supreme Court like nothing that's ever been seen in the United States before. And I want to read an article and give everybody a brief synopsis of the four cases. And then I want to take calls and see what people think of this positively unconstitutional Kagan, who's been installed in the highest court in the land. As I see it, hope is diminishing quickly if future presidents can just arbitrarily appoint their henchmen to the Supreme Court, you know, completely unqualified. It completely destroys even the illusion that we have of any kind of separation of powers between the three branches of government. And as I've said repeatedly in the past, you know, I think the entire legal system is positively unconstitutional. You know, I've recently read an article which basically says you can beat any court action through the discovery process if you subpoena the Supreme Court of your state and your state's attorney general to certify to the constitutionality of the law that you're charged under. The point here is that the Attorney General and the state Supreme Court cannot certify the law as constitutional. Why? The Constitution has been suspended by the Emergency War Powers Act of 1933. So the current state of affairs is really that you live in a communist, bankrupt dictatorship, and there is no separation of powers between the three branches of government. It's all an illusion. So the Supreme Court, they can't certify any law to be constitutional, as required. And therefore, according to Joyce Rosenwald, and I'm going to qualify this statement heavily, and that's, I believe it to be true, but I may be giving out disinformation now. So go out, check me out. Her name is Joyce Rosenwald. And look before you leap based on my words. You know, I'm not giving out legal advice here. But according to her, the Supreme Court and the state's attorney general cannot certify any law to be constitutional. And therefore, Joyce says, you know, the effect of this is that there is no law, and therefore there is no remedy. And that is your remedy. She claims she's gone before the court on, you know, somebody that had gun charges, which could have resulted in a 40-year prison term, and she had those charges dismissed by this technique. And she says, of course, that the court, you know, is not going to publish this because, you know, they're all sworn to not let this out, that, you know, there is basically no legal system unless you consent to it, and if you require that the law be certified. So without any further qualification, I want to read you this story. I don't think you're going to find it in the mainstream media. You can follow along by searching for an article called Trouble at the Supreme Court. Kagan raises specter of crisis. It starts out, trouble is brewing at the U.S. Supreme Court. The approval of Obama nominee Elena Kagan for the High Court by the Democratic-controlled Senate raises the specter of a constitutional crisis that will shake the third branch of government to its very foundation. Several legal complaints and potential lawsuits have been filed against Kagan, challenging her fitness to sit on the Supreme Court. These complaints revolve around three basic issues. One, lying to the Congress. Two, Kagan's move to get the court to reject the legality of lawsuits brought by the victims of 9/11 terrorist attacks against the Saudi government. And three, an ethics complaint that could get her disbarred. One of the complaints is being filed by the highly influential Judicial Watch. With that said, this complaint regarding Kagan's move to shield the Saudi royal family from lawsuits highlights the following key information. As you hear, the music just come on, and we have to go for a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made, right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I know we've been having some technical difficulties here, but it seems like we're back online. I hope everyone has been able to dial in and find the article. I started to read a couple of paragraphs before the break there. Again, if you just tuned in, we're reading from an article called Trouble at the Supreme Court. Kagan raises the specter of crisis. And one of the complaints, as I was reading, filed by the highly influential Judicial Watch. This complaint is regarding Kagan's move to shield the Saudi royal family from lawsuits, highlights by the following key information. Kagan, acting as President Obama's Solicitor General, argued that the case should not be heard even if evidence proved that the Saudis helped underwrite Al-Qaeda, because it would interfere with U.S. foreign policy with the oil-rich nation. She posited that the princes are immune from petitioners' claims because of potentially significant foreign relations consequences of subjecting another sovereign state to suit. In addition, right after she helped with this lawsuit blocking, Prince Al-Walid donated $20 million to Harvard, no strings attached. I'm sure you remember Al-Walid. He's the same Al-Walid who's been bankrolling Obama all his adult life. That $20 million was on top of the endowment Saudi royals already send Harvard. And quotes a source there, Joanne Moretti. The following links provide a summary of the complaints against Kagan to date. And the first says official complaint asks the Supreme Court to disbar Kagan. The Alan Keyes complaint charging Kagan with conspiracy to defraud the Supreme Court.
and a criminal complaint lying to Congress. There is much more, however, that could lead to a significant constitutional crisis at the Supreme Court regarding Kagan. Kagan represents a clear conflict of interest on the court, given that several major challenges to Obama's eligibility have been filed. The reason? Kagan is listed on the official documents as counsel for the defendants, and it lists four cases there. Kagan's involvement with the various legal challenges to Barack Obama are of paramount importance to understanding the potential conflict brewing at the high court. With all of Obama's vital records sealed tight, including his citizenship, his college transcripts, and other documents relevant to the issue, Kagan's role as counsel to Obama represents a serious threat to the separation of powers between the executive and judicial branches of government. And the article ends, be sure to catch my blog at the Liberty Sphere, if you want to go there to the Liberty Sphere. This complaint about her involvement with this partial birth abortion law in Nebraska could get her disbarred. And we can only hope, but with big political allies like the president himself, what are the chances? But, of course, the more that people know about this, the better the chances. And in the link, which I'm reading from now, it says, one of Washington, D.C.'s most feared and fearless corruption washers has told WND he intends to file an ethics complaint to have Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan disbarred from practicing before the court she aspires to join, and possibly subjected to criminal prosecution for her role in an escalating controversy over partial birth abortion. And of course, everybody knows my feelings about abortion. It's murder. And of course, you know, she is a horrid little Jewess, and she's there to, kill as many as she can. I'm sorry, but, it just sickens me that we can have laws in this country that makes murder legal. It's just absolutely incredible. As WND reported, dozens of pro-life organizations are already asking the Senate to investigate Kagan's 1997 amendment to an American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists report, which was then used by the Supreme Court as justification for overturning Nebraska's partial birth abortion ban in 2000. In her confirmation hearings, Kagan defended the amendment, saying, "My only dealings with the ACOG were about talking with them about how to ensure that their statement expressed their views." Several analysts have concluded, however, that Kagan's amendment dramatically changed the meanings of the ACOG statement, and court records show the statement was passed off on the Supreme Court as official scientific opinion, even though the ACOG's panel of scientists never approved Kagan's wording. Klayman told WND he believes Kagan's behind-the-scenes works constitutes
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason. I just do it all over again. All night, I waste my time. I'm fine, but a day behind. Up and not feeling super and happy, but the days are
Case, sorry for the dead air there. We're having, again, some technical difficulties. But, it's absolutely unconscionable, what's happened to our legal system. And, of course, you know, what's going on in Washington today, if you really look at it, I mean, it's just a big show. this is not really our government. And I would highly recommend that you go to that site, notmygovernment.us, and you'll see there's an overview of what's happened to our republic. There's a four-part study there that gives you an overview of exactly how we've been transitioned from a republic into an empire, into a dictatorship. And it's a communist-style, Russian-like dictatorship. You know, it's an oligarchy. It's run by, you know, the heads of state of Europe. And this has been the tremendous challenge for the American experiment. And that's really what it's been. It's been an experiment. America tried to break free from, you know, the British Empire and the monarchs of Britain, and the monarchs have succeeded in enslaving us through debt. You know, that's been their whole plan. In fact, of course, you know, people that know the history of the Revolutionary War, if you examine the cause, the effect, who did what to who, you'll see that, of course, King George borrowed money to finance the British troops and to fight the colonists. But he was also, at the same time, the King of France. And, of course, the French government lent money to the colonists to fight the British. And then, of course, they went to the Treaty of Paris and... you know, basically, the Treaty of Paris says that we'll pay all the debts that were owed to any British citizen before the Revolution. So, I mean, what did the Revolution accomplish? Well, it accomplished this illusion of freedom that we've labored under here in the United States for the last 230 years or so. And this illusion of freedom has been very carefully orchestrated, and in actuality, you know, people here were pretty free from about 1836 until the Civil War. And of course, they used the Civil War, the banking powers and the British monarchy and the European monarchies. You know, the Brits are all descended of the Germans, and the Germans, of course, you know, the elites here are all descended of the Germans. Of course, all the presidents, as I mentioned before, the 34 presidents of the United States are descended of John Lackland Plantagenet. And if you'll notice, his middle name was Lackland, meaning that when he was born, John Plantagenet, King John of England, 1166 to 1216, had no lands. He didn't inherit any lands. And so it appears to me that, you know, and I don't know exactly how the elite worked this out, the monarchs over there, is that they've given his descendants the New World. And, of course, if you look at the language, you know, here in America, we are the New World. And they've used the American colonies to set up the New World Order. You know, it's like a father who has a very strong group of a lot of sons, and he manages those sons to go out and conquer lands. Kind of reminds me of the Rothschild family and his six sons, where he sent them out, one to Paris, one to London, one to Rome, to set up the banking centers that exist now, the central banks that control all the monies of Europe. And I want to read you a couple things here from the notmygovernment.us site. You can come and join me, read along with me here. But they have an excellent thing here, the transition from a republic to an empire. And this is really the problem in the United States, is that we've been duped, fooled, tricked, coerced, cajoled into this, as the Supreme Court Justice Berger calls it, Russian image of democracy, which, of course, democracy is a socialist form of government. But it starts out, the figure on top of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. is said to be the Statue of Freedom, although the historical name of this lady is actually Persephone. And she who destroys the light, that's the translation of Persephone. Now, Persephone was the Greco-Roman goddess of the psyche or the soul. She was abducted by Saturn's son Hades, who enthroned her as queen consort of his dominion, the underworld. Now, your lawyer will tell you that standing upon a thing is an ultimate proof of ownership in adverse possession. Persephone, with the ancient pagan heritage she embodies, quite literally, owns the facility she crowns. Yep, that's right. I said it. She owns the Capitol building in Washington. Now, Persephone's statue atop the Capitol building in the District of Columbia should not be a surprise to Americans. From the outset of the Republic, powerful factions have struggled behind the scenes to exploit America's vast natural wealth and to control the minds and the will of the people. And you can go out. There's actually some dissertations out there I've found by a fellow by the name of Freneau. And this Freneau fellow writes about the Washington administration, and particularly about Alexander Hamilton, again, the banker, who, you know, really conspired to take control and to bind all of the republics, all the states, republics together, by assuming the debts of all the states after the Revolutionary War. And he knew that by controlling the money and by controlling the financial system, that ultimately the powers that controlled him would gain control of the financial systems. And we can see a very similar thing happening if you look at the history of the Civil War and of Abraham Lincoln, and I can't think of his name, but the Secretary of Treasury under Lincoln was in direct opposition to Lincoln's attempts to industrialize the country and issue the greenback. And, of course, after Lincoln's death, he pulled in all the greenbacks and, you know, submitted to the Great Red Dragon, the London banking power. And, you know, he helped once again to hurry us on our way to communism. Of course, everyone looks at Karl Marx as if he was a genius or something. You know, he was some writer out there that, you know, he and Richard Engels were both poor and broke, and you know, they got them to put this thing in writing. But these aren't their ideas. They're not the masterminds behind it. Of course, you know, they're the ones that we hear. They're the names we hear. You know, Marx and Engels, Marx and Engels, Marx and Engels, and. But, you know, again, what my whole point has been, you know, what is the remedy? What's the problem first, and what's the remedy? And as I've said many times before, you know, in my opinion, the biggest political question in the United States right now is the bankruptcy of the United States. And, of course, they've used this bankruptcy to really implement the 14th Amendment. Up until that time, the income tax only was applied to employees of the federal government. And that's as it was intended when William Taft wrote it. If you read the original legislation, that it was only intended that income tax be paid by the federal employees of the federal government itself. But when the 14th Amendment was implemented through the bankruptcy, well, this changed the status of all Americans. And again, it's a master-slave situation there. But of course, they call it voluntary servitude, so it's not, you know, against the replacement 13th Amendment that outlaws slavery and involuntary servitude. This is voluntary servitude, and they trick you into consent the day that you're born. You know, they tell your mother to register your birth, which you think means record it somewhere, you know, as an official birth, but what it really means is that you're bonded into slavery. So with that said, our lawful government was oppressed under the despotic British control. The American colonists discarded the idea of the divine right of kings. And see, I talked about this before in my show on slave speak, the divine right of kings. Just the words, you know, just rail me. I mean, I could go on for an hour just talking about the divine right of kings. How can anybody out there believe that this one family, by divine right, they talk to God, apparently. I mean, how else could they be endowed with, you know, with his divine right? And Anyhow, you know, Jefferson and Madison replaced it with the equal rights philosophies of John Locke and Jean-Jacques Rousseau and Emmerich de Vattel, declaring that the right to life and liberty was self-evident, and that the authority of rulers arose from the governed. The colonists established the first ever representative democracies, and the people of the 13 new nations now enjoyed self-rule, expressing their political will through the governments of their newly formed states. Now, for their mutual security and to manage affairs among themselves, these young nations formed a loose confederacy controlled by certain constituted powers. The creators of this federation based the new government on the timeless principles of international law, which were codified a few years earlier by Vattel in L 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 in L. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I want everybody to get out their pen right now. I'm going to give you that address again. The Republic Broadcasting Network's having a pledge drive to raise money. We'd appreciate anybody out there that can help with a donation. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Or you want to send a check in the mail to the Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And with that said, we've been talking with my guest today, Mr. Lee Brobst, who is a legal historian and who's given us all a dose of reality from his website, truthinlaw.net. I urge everyone to go there and read A Dose of Reality, read, you know, all the documents. Are You Subject To is a particularly powerful document that has, you know, just a myriad of information in there and citations about legal cases that, you know, basically state in the court's own words everything that that Lee has brought to our attention here with this dose of reality. Lee?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to read another part of something that you've written out there, and it has to do how the Bible relates back to these articles that we've been talking about today. And it's Are You Subject To Part 4? And if you're on the web page, go down a couple of paragraphs, and it says, it appears the Old Testament / contract / proclamation dealt directly with payment of debt with hard coin reflected in Article 4, Section 3, Clause 1, and Article 1, Section 10, that gave we the people access to judicial power under Article 3, Courts to the Constitution. The law of reality has no privileges and immunities, whereas the New Testament deals primarily with special privileges and immunities in the spirit of the law that has given the citizen subjects legislative courts that exercise judicial power under Article 3, 4, Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, the 11th and 14th Amendments, for the sake of, and this is the part I love, convenience and expediency. In other words, Article 1, Section 10, Article 4, Section 3, Clause 1 to the Constitution is equivalent to the Old Testament law, and Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 of the Constitution of the United States is the equivalent of the New Testament law.
Yes, the New Testament reflects privileges and immunities under corporate limited liability, which brings up a subject here I want to bring to your attention. We was talking about Byron versus the City of Baltimore,
right,
and the physical franchise. There's also a thing when you have a corporation. There's two things that a corporation enjoys. That's limited liability for the payment of debt and perpetual succession. In other words, the corporation is not responsible for its debts other than what the stockholders put in at the beginning of the formation of the.
There's a reason it does. Again.